Game Preview is brought to you by Proven IT.
Hi, everybody. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer. Welcome to PNC Studios at Hallis Hall. We look at the Bears and Green Bay Packers. Another Thursday night in Green Bay. Put it on the schedule every year.
What is this, 4 years in a row now they've gone to Green Bay for a Thursday night edition, and what a home field advantage it is for Green Bay. But again, this is such an emotionally filled game. I don't think the Bears are at a disadvantage. The challenge is up in the team meeting room because they have to make sure they forget about the Steelers game as quickly as possible and go on to new information that they're going to get in the meeting room.
I hope that they really get themselves into a lather about this game. End the first 4 weeks of the season at 2-2 with 10 days to prepare for another division rival.
Right. Where are the Bears improving? They're improving in their running game. Jordan Howard got back on track after he was kind of pressured and asking questions. Where is Jordan Howard? Well, he showed up. Tariq Cohen has shown his versatility. Not only is he getting quality reps as a running back, but he's lined up all up and down the line of scrimmage as a receiver. We still know the impact that the tight ends can have on this football team. But again, it's still going to be about searching for contributions by the wide receiver.
Let's flip it to Aaron Rodgers. Another magician act in beating the Bengals on Sunday. By all rights, if you break it down, the Packers were not supposed to win that game.
Yeah, but you still have Aaron Rodgers. I think anytime you go into a game and you have Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, you're in that game till the end. He's so creative. He's so destructive to the defense on the line of scrimmage
with
the things about it is his alternate snap count. If he gets you to jump off sides, you're going to pay for it. He gets outside the pocket, he's going to make you pay for it. You try to make a personnel adjustments
which
on the
field. Which the Bears have been doing a lot.
You're going to pay for it.
Group additions. Fangio's been running defensive linemen on and off the field. That he will make you pay.
I know.
100% of the time.
He's the type of guy, he'll be looking over like this at the sideline, counting 12 guys and taking the snap, knowing that there's a free player, free 5 yards, and that's just some of the quality Aaron brings with him.
First month of the season, the weaponry the Bears defense has had to deal with, and game plan has been extraordinary. Same case on Thursday night. Where do they begin?
You just have to make sure that you try to pressure Aaron Rodgers and you cover the receivers. And I think the Bears have an advantage. I do think that this is the best defensive backs that the Bears have went into Lambeau Field against Aaron Rodgers and that crew in maybe 8 or 9 years. You're talking about 3 rotating cornerbacks that all play good football. Bryce Callahan playing really well on the slot.
Well.
Adrian Amos has experience,
yeah,
and Eddie Jackson
Demps
is more creative. So, but Adrian Amos, this is not his first go-around at Lambeau Field. He understands the impact of the stadium, and he understands the greatness of Aaron Rodgers. But, again, I think the Bears overall have a better defensive backfield to go to Lambeau.
All right, that's going to wrap us up. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching.